So give me an update on property tax reform. We've been talking a lot, and if I could turn the screen around and show you what I'm hearing from the listeners, it would probably not surprise you, but they're a little cranky about this idea of getting less property tax reform out of the Senate. Where's the battle at?
We're waiting to get a conference committee to put together. I know we've had our staff meeting with OMB, meeting with the tax commissioner, meeting with Senate and House leaders to just make sure we're all running off the same numbers. Because I do, when this fight starts or when this debate starts about what the final package is, I don't want to spend the first 3 days, 4 days, 5 days fighting about what we're actually talking about to work off of. So we want to get those right so when we walk in, we can have the debate on how we deliver the most property tax we can reasonably and responsibly afford. Obviously, I have my thoughts. I spent my first five minutes on the State of the State talking about it. I think I've spoken to you about it on every radio interview we've done since. I think we have the ability to do something really, really good for North Dakota homeowners, and I think we should do it.
And you've seen this movie before, obviously having been in the Senate and the conference committee you just mentioned will hash this out. Are you confident you'll get your number, you'll get North Dakotans, the numbers closer to what you've been talking about from the very beginning of this, of taking the $500 per residence tax credit to $1,450? Is that still possible?
Yes. And it's also possible to structure this in a way where it continues to grow over time and outpaces whatever locals can do. I think the nice thing about this debate, which I think, you know, it's the legislative session, so we all want to talk about when we disagree because that's how it works towards the end. But I don't think there's real debate anymore about really putting the reform into place, which will help curb the unfettered growth of property tax statements. So now the question is just making sure we're delivering that relief in a substantial enough way that people really, really notice it and it continues to grow over time. I mean, until there's ink, until there's a bill on my desk, I'm always going to work it and I'm always going to be, it's a little like running for office. You're scared until the day after the election. If you're not, you're not doing it right. So we're not taking the foot off the gas, but this is part of the process. I would like to get these numbers done as quick as possible and have like some semblance of agreement on them so we can start on this conference committee as soon as possible.
Yeah, so we'll continue to follow that closely. We have encouraged our listeners to talk to their legislators, have a conversation about that to the point you're frustrated and you want the maximum amount of property tax relief. Really important time to be having those conversations in the final days. Last question on property tax.
Be nice. Be respectful. Everybody recognizes this is an issue, and we're a long way from the end of the session.
No, I often remind listeners of that because if you're not nice and respectful, and there's a whole lot of nasty out there and a lot of things, a lot of keyboard warriors, that's stupid. That's the quickest way to get your comment completely ignored. So absolutely.
100%.
And by the way,
yes.
It's civic engagement that is very necessary right now in our state. With term limits coming, getting to know your House representative, your Senate leader, really important. And they do so much good work. You've been there before, Kelly. I mean, probably, pound for pound of what impacts North Dakotans more comes from that legislature than ever will come from Congress or even a city commission or a city council. So really civic engagement. Find out who your member is. Have a dialogue with them. And great things will happen. Let me ask you this about the cell phone idea. It was heard in the legislature yesterday. You and I talked a little bit about it last week. Why is it so important to you?
Because kids have more mental health problems, kids have anxious problems, and I spent 6 years in D.C. dealing with tech companies and recognized that these algorithms for their social media are as addicting as vaping or drinking or any of those other things. And just through a weird, fortuitous set of circumstances, I got to go tour the Fort Yates School with Governor Roden from South Dakota yesterday. And just during their lunch period, they have a bell-to-bell band. You should see it. Kids are laughing. They're talking to each other. They're engaging in a real, meaningful way. The lunchroom was loud. This is one of those things that the data supports this. Anecdotally, we all know it. There is no reason that our K through 12 students have to check their social media from the time they get to school until the time they don't. And this is a real way in which we can help We're not taking their phones away. We're saying during school hours, you're going to not use them. You're not going to have that dopamine hit that you need to get between classes to check and see how many likes you got or to post on social media. And I think there's a real opportunity to do this. And the best part about this is you can't find a school that's implemented that regrets it. Not a single one anywhere. We can't. I mean, there might be one somewhere, but we haven't found it yet, and we've looked.
Yeah, what's interesting is the schools that are doing this. You mentioned the Fort Yates example. Watford City has been doing it for a while. Steve Holden there. Catholic schools have done it in Fargo. I'm not sure in Bismarck, but there are schools that are doing this. And again, just like you said, the example there, the change is amazing. So great to hear. Hope it keeps rolling. Glad you're leaning in on this one. It'll be fun to watch what happens. Speaking of your visit with Governor Roden, anything else you want to say on that, Kelly?
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, parents want teachers to do it. Teachers want principals to do it. Principals want school boards to do it. And school boards want the legislature to do it. They need somebody to be the bad guy in this because there are people that are going to be upset about it. And I'm just like, I'm comfortable being the bad guy because I think it's the right thing to do. So we're excited about it.
I know you were at Standing Rock with Governor Roden.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kelly, go ahead and finish.
Oh, I was going to say, I got a lot of my friends' kids engaged in civil engagement. They've been texting me quite a bit the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll bet they have. What are they saying? Keep going? I love this? Or, hey, don't take away my cell phone during school?
More of the second one, which is they're proving my point a little bit. If they're so worried about being on Instagram and Snapchat during school hours, I think we're winning.
A great point. I'd love to know what the Armstrong kids think. Have they weighed in yet?
They're not real happy with their dad and their mom right now. But sometimes you have to be a parent, not a friend. So it's a little tougher on my kids when your dad's the one who's saying it. Hopefully it's mostly good natured ribbing at school, but they'll be okay.
Last quick question. I'm curious what kind of feedback, if you had a chance to talk to Governor Roden about the decision down there related to eminent domain, ethanol industry, what I'm hearing, quite concerned about what happened down there. Any commentary about that yesterday?
You know, we didn't talk about that. This was a pretty historic trip for to have two governors down at Standing Rock, and it was really a great 2 hours. We were both on a hard deadline.
That was a neat day, and obviously very well received by the leadership of Standing Rock as well. And to have two governors there honoring them, pretty neat. That's great. Kelly, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon. See you next week.
Thanks. Bye.
Actually, Friday, I think. Yeah, I'm going to Bismarck on Friday. Got to keep tabs on this property tax reform.